Ladies and gentlemen, let's stand for the reading of God's holy word tonight. As someone rightly said this morning, Memorial Day is not a holiday. It's not really a time of celebration. It is, in truth, a day of remembrance. And there is great importance in remembering those who have sacrificed everything so that we can be free to proclaim the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God for those men and women who saw the need in the past, who did not falter, who did not fail, and they did the grim job of dying for the freedom of future generations. By the grace of God, ladies and gentlemen, I want to preach in your hearing, remember, Jesus died that all might live. Jesus died for those who died for freedom. Jesus died for everybody. Yes, the Just Jesus evangelistic campaign rolls on. Day 761. Since January the 20th, 2017, and day 1,126 since January the 1st, 2016. Please turn in your Bibles now to John 15:13. The Bible reads, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And then 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. Says, "For the love of Christ," and I want everybody to zero in on these verses, "for the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves." My God, help us. My God, help us. "But unto him which died for them and rose again." Amen, somebody. Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We praise you, Holy Father God, and we thank you for allowing us to see another Memorial Day and to express gratitude and thanks to you for allowing us to be born free in the greatest country in the history of the world outside of Israel. And with all of our foolishness and all of our failures and all of our faults, Lord, you have been good to America. And even as we remembered, or at least some of us remembered, those who died for our freedom, Lord, most of us enjoyed a hamburger, a hot dog as well. And we thank you for all of that. And as Christians, we individually want to praise you, Holy Father God, and thank you most of all for the greatest sacrifice and death and burial and resurrection of all time. How that you died for everybody. You died for those who died for our freedom. Their crosses on the hills, on the hillside of countries and states and cities all around the globe, for those who died for our freedoms that we have today, and how that we ought to take our freedoms very seriously and have a heart of gratitude. But most of all, we ought to praise you, and we thank you for dying on that old rugged cross so many years ago for our sins, our failures, our faults, our foolishness. And Lord, we pray that you'll help us to be for real and forever grateful. And we pray as believers in Christ that you would forgive us of our sin of living unto ourselves and selfishness, and not living unto you, as we just read in your word, in gratitude for what you have done for us. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for those of us who are true believers in Christ. Help us to pray. Help us to seek your face. Help us to turn from our wicked ways, and help us to humble ourselves before you and to get back to you, our first love. Revive us again. And Lord, tonight, those who may be ignorant of what you have done for them, open their blinded eyes, unstop their deaf ears, and help them to understand the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and to be saved tonight, wherever they might be in the world. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. You may be seated. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight on this Memorial Day, according to a recent Harris poll, only 55% of Americans really know the reason why the nation, this nation called America, marks Memorial Day every year. In case you don't know, the last Monday in May is set aside for the country to observe, commemorate, and express gratitude for the American soldiers who have died in battle for our freedoms, for our liberties. The blessings that we have every day that we take for granted. Going to, if you're in Texas, HEB, the super HEBs, the super Walmarts, the super Krogers, which I'm blessed to have in a small town in within a mile radius or less. The freedoms and the blessings that we have to throw some hot dogs and hamburgers on the grill and to enjoy them. The freedom, most of all, to serve God and to witness for Christ still in this country. They died for these freedoms. In the Revolutionary War, they tell us over 15,000 American soldiers died so we could be free. In the Civil War, over 620,000 soldiers died in a grim war, brother against brother, North against South, over what it means to be free and who was entitled to freedom. And in World War II, over 400,000 American soldiers died, not counting all of the other soldiers from around the world, died so we could stay free. Someone said if that had not happened, we would all be speaking German right now. Every American citizen today owes a debt to those who have given their lives on the battlefield on behalf of our nation, this nation called America, the greatest nation in the history of the world outside of Israel. The most blessed nation, no doubt, outside of Israel. So much so, and so sadly so, that we take it for granted. And we abuse America. And we are not grateful to God for America as we should be. And we have some Judases and Sanballats in America trying to tear it down and trying to make it into something else. But thank God for America to this point. If God does not intervene, America will be destroyed by the Judases and the Sanballats in this country, who hate this country, who hate the God of this country, who hate the history of this country, the good parts, and how that the foundation has always been in God we trust. Some have voted recently to take out of the vow that people take when they become representatives in these United States in Congress. So help me God. Out of the wording of that. And on and on and on we can go with that. But thank God for America to this point, in spite of ourselves, in spite of our foolishness, in spite of abusing our freedoms. Thank God for what God has done with this country thus far. But things are getting so bad now, countries that are far less fortunate and far less blessed, if you will, are looking at America with pity and are trying to get on a plane not to be, to escape their bad situation in their country, but to try to save America. People are trying to board planes and trains and buses because they're concerned about America. They want to be missionaries to America. Foreigners are starting churches in America all across the country to try to witness to us, the missionary capital of the world. My beloved friend, you may know someone who has died in the service of our country. Almost every city has a monument to remind us that many of the things we enjoy were won for us by someone's painful and bloody death. However, of all the sacrifices ever given on our behalf. None has surpassed, nor ever will surpass the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, somebody. The only Son of God left his heavenly home to be born as a baby in a manger. After his brief ministry, he took upon himself our punishment and willingly suffered an agonizing death and separation from his heavenly Father in order that all who believe on him may come into the family of God, the Beloved. This is what Paul talks about when he writes, ladies and gentlemen, that one Jesus died for all. Regarding this passage, Dr. John Walvoord and Dr. Roy Zuck state, though possessing divine prerogatives, Jesus willingly became incarnate and followed the path of obedience, And by the way, Jesus expects you to be obedient to him. He wants all of us to follow his example in obedience. Obedience to the cross. Dying for all. By faith, Paul identified with Jesus in his death and resurrection. And Paul lived with the same selfless abandon the Lord had. Christ's love, which had converted him, now compelled him. All those who by faith entered into the benefits of Christ's sacrifice and now live spiritually should respond by living selflessly. How about it, dear Christian friend? Are you doing that? Jesus died for your sins, was buried, and rose again, not for you to live unto yourself, not for you to throw self-pity parties, and everything is about you, but for his glory, his praise, and his honor, and for the salvation of others. That's why he wants us to die to self, so that we can live for his glory and for others. We should respond by living selflessly and being involved in the ministry of reconciliation. We should no longer live for ourselves, but for him, end of quote. Ladies and gentlemen, with his death and resurrection, Jesus Christ ushered in a new world order. God's reign is breaking forth into our world, and nothing can stop him. For he marches on. Each day as we march towards the end of history, God is claiming more and more lost territory by his might and by his power and by his grace. And that is the reason why I am preaching this message to you tonight. I want to invite you to join me in this awesome privilege and blessing and salvation. If you give your life to Jesus and his Father's work, you will never be the same. Every part of your life will change as you begin to see what Jesus is doing to prepare the world for his spectacular return. Are you ready? Dear Christian friend, are you doing your part in the kingdom? Or have you quit on the Lord? Have you, in the words of Charles McKinney, have you thrown in the towel? Have you given up? Have you fainted? This is a far greater issue than being religious or belonging to a church or being a good person. All that is well and good, but that won't get you into heaven. Everybody singing about heaven ain't going. This is an invitation to leave your old life behind and follow Jesus Christ in the new life. It is so radical. The Bible calls it, Jesus called it, being born again. Amen, somebody. Now you have to make a decision on this Memorial Day to live out your remaining days in pursuit of money and pleasure, or to open your life to the reality of a living Jesus who is sitting at the right hand of the Father on his throne, to accept his sacrifice, his death, how he suffered and bled and died on the cross for you and for me and every man and every woman, every boy and every girl. He died, as I said earlier, for those who died for our freedom. Therefore, his death is the greatest death of all time. As I read to you in your hearing earlier, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And so, dear friends, are you ready to accept his sacrifice for you and to join him in the march to a new world, his wonderful kingdom? Don't put it off. Put down that big juicy hamburger for a minute. Put down that big juicy hot dog and fries for a minute. Don't put this off until tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised you. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. This is too good of an opportunity to pass by. Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? Have you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior? Have you been born again? Many years ago, when I was a Bible college student at the Baptist University of America in Atlanta, Georgia, I heard about this play called The Passion Play. I was a young Christian. I never heard of the Passion of Christ or anything like that. Put on by the First Baptist Church and Pastor Charles Stanley at the Civic Center, downtown Atlanta. And I went one evening, and I shall never forget when this song came on at the end of the Passion Play with Jesus hanging on the cross. It moved me like few songs moved me, and became instantly one of my favorite hymns. And I believe it was the first time I had heard this hymn, written by Isaac Watts. When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss and pour contempt on all my pride. Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast save in the death of Christ my God. All the vain things that charm me most I sacrifice them to his blood. See from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Did ever such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown? Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were a present far too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. Of all the sacrifices ever given, dear friend, on our behalf, none has surpassed the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Allow me now to share with you in detail how you can believe on the Lord Jesus Christ on this Memorial Day. And this will be a Memorial Day that you shall never forget if you trust Christ as Savior. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws and God's Ten Commandments. You know you have. We don't even need to discuss it. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The gospel is good news, but you have to hear the bad news before you realize it's good news. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. There is a punishment for sin. The Bible states very clearly in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. We have a way as human beings to get used to stuff. It's amazing how we do that, but death is not something we should be getting used to. Death is the result of our sin. We die and go to graves because of sin. Our bodies go to the grave. Our soul goes to hell if we have never trusted Christ as Savior. Speaking of hell, third, dear friend, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now. If you have never believed on Christ, if you have never repented of your sins and trusted Christ as Savior, you're on your way to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Hell is a very serious matter. Hell is a place of torment. Hell is a place of gnashing of teeth, weeping and wailing. Hell is a place of burning and darkness. Hell is a place of pain and agony. Hell is a place of an agonizing memory. And I believe the saddest part of hell is that once you go to hell, you can't get out for eternity. You're locked in forever. That's how bad sin is in God's sight. Now, hell is bad news, but I have some good news for you on this Memorial Day. Jesus Christ himself said the greatest news ever spoken in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, his name is Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day. Pray and ask him to save your soul, and he will save you. Are you ready to trust Christ as Savior? Here's God's promise to you. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and verse 13 in the Holy Bible says, that if thou you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou, you shalt be saved. It is as simple as that. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Are you ready to trust Christ as Savior? Are you willing to turn from your old life and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day? Are you willing to pray and ask him to save you? You don't have to be in a church to be saved. I got saved in an Air Force dorm room. You don't have to be a member of a church to be saved. You don't have to get baptized to get saved. You don't have to shake the preacher's hand. You don't have to take a chair in the front of the church to be saved. You don't have to speak in tongues to be saved. You don't have to run around the church to be saved. None of that. You don't have to give any money to the church to be saved. It is free. You don't have enough money. You don't have enough money. You never will have enough money to pay for this salvation. It is priceless. And therefore, it is free to you. And all you have to do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and pray and ask him to save your soul. That's all I did 40 years ago. And that's all you have to do. And anybody who's saved, that's all they did. So trust Christ as your Savior on this Memorial Day, and see your life change forever. If you're willing to trust Christ as Savior right now, if you're doing that right now, I'll be glad, I'll be more than happy to lead you in what is called the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God in heaven, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have done evil in your sight. I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have lied before. I've stolen things before. I have taken your holy name in vain before. I've lusted after people and things in my heart. I've dishonored my parents and many other sins and violations. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins, as I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. I trust in Jesus Christ as my Savior. I believe with all of my heart that he suffered and bled and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart, into my soul, into my spirit, and save my soul. Take over my life. Change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. And help me to repent of my sins past. And help me to turn from my evil ways and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered and bled and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say to you, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. And dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior tonight, Please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com or one of our other emails and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you to help you grow in the faith. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you. We love you. And may God bless you real good, is our prayer.